Yes.
This, you know, yeah. For me, you know, the actual process of what I'm about to do, it doesn't change much. You know, our process is going to stay the same, and you know, the evaluation part of it, the medical part of it, that all kind of stays the same. The media stuff is different for me, so that's new. But yeah, I'm excited to kind of, you know, get into these prospects and see what they're all about.
You always, every year, people would ask Ted, "What do you think about the draft?" And he would all laugh because he would never say anything. Would you be a little bit more open to talking about? I mean, not specifically, but yeah, just kind of your thoughts about the draft, or is that stuff?
Sure. No, I mean, you know, there's obviously certain things that we're not going to talk about, but yeah, any general questions, I'm happy to answer. I think it's a good class. It's intriguing. I think that, you know, I think there's some. It's a strong secondary group. You know, I think the interior offensive line group is pretty strong. You know, I think there's depth at quarterback. So, you know, there's a lot of pieces that haven't been answered yet, questions that haven't been answered yet. But you know, we have 12 picks, and I think it's a good class to get after those guys with those 12 picks. So. The first couple of weeks a bit of a whirlwind, and you kind of have a sense that you want to try to accomplish a lot of things pretty quickly. Then you kind of realize you slow down, and once you know, our free agent meetings and our draft meetings kind of kick in, then it's just kind of business as usual. Our process takes over. You know, there's the volume of information we got to get through is pretty significant. So stuff I've been doing for 20 years, so it has that part hasn't changed a whole lot, with the exception of at the end of the evaluation period, I'm the one that puts them up there. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I don't necessarily, it changes our evaluation process. I think we've had a bunch of meetings with them to kind of get on the same page as exactly how they want to play. And that's very helpful. I think it may increase some players' value or decrease their value, just depending on how they're going to use them. How much they're going to be on the field from a sub-package perspective. But as far as how we actually evaluate the player, that won't change a whole lot. His value may change a little bit just on what we're going to do, you know. So, I'm sorry? Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think, you know, we have a long history here with some of that stuff, and that'll probably remain the same. So. Yeah. No, I think, you know, the most important part, specifically in the beginning stages, is trying to get the value of the player right. You know, I think that's the most important thing. As we get further on down, we'll start to, you know, look at scenarios and possibilities for us at each pick. But right now, it's just about getting the value of the player, trying to get to know these guys as much as possible so we don't make any mistakes. So. Yeah, you know, Ty's a very, very versatile player. He can do a lot of things. I think the beauty of having a guy like that is we can kind of plug him in where we need him. You know, I thought he was an outstanding running back. Making that transition is not an easy one. I thought he did it fairly quickly. You know, I think we're big on trying to acquire as many versatile players, whether it be on offense or defense, as we can. And Ty's one of those guys. So I think he can do a multitude of things. I don't think you have to pigeonhole him in one thing. You know? Sure. Obviously, there's limits to what you can do, but we'd like to be really aggressive and see what we can be in every conversation. Now, whether that leads us end up signing a bunch or not, we'll see. Like I said, there's limitations there, but we'd like to be as aggressive as we can to try to improve our football team. At the same time, it's a smaller market, and it's a little bit riskier market. So I think, you know, as my mentor and predecessor would say, you have to be very cautious as you enter that. But I think we'd like to look at every option we can. Mm-hmm. You know, I think right now we're just trying to improve our team overall. And we have a really good team, some really good players. You know, there's been a lot of change, you know, the coaching side and obviously the personnel side and stuff like that. But I don't think we're very far off. So. I think it always is. You know, I think you want to be as well-rounded of as a team you can be. But certainly, we would like to have a dominant defense. You know, when I first got here, early on was when you know the defenses with Reggie White and you know Sean Jones and those guys. And so certainly, we would like to be there. And I don't, like I said, we have some really good players on defense right now. We have a whole new defensive staff kind of coming in, and maybe some scheme changes. So there's a lot of energy in the building on that side of the ball right now. We're pretty excited about it. Maybe a little. We went through our free agency meetings that maybe it was a little more extensive than they have been in the past. But what we look for in players and kind of how we set the free agent board hasn't changed a ton, but the meeting process changed a little bit. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know if what they did changes the way we look at it. I think it's very important. We're lucky to have Brett in a backup role. He's been in our system for a number of years now, so it's significantly important. But I don't know if what they accomplished really changes our outlook on it.
Ryan, you've got some veterans with big cap numbers right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's a big puzzle, and I think as the information comes in, as we get closer to the free agent time period and we get through the combine and kind of get a better feel for the draft, some of those things will come into play. But, you know, I'll say this. We have some really good players, and we don't want to let them walk out of the door. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard enough in this league to find them. So we certainly wouldn't want to let them walk out the door. But it is, there are restraints, and there's things that kind of every decision kind of affects something else. But we want to let all the information kind of come in before we get to that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's pressure. I think we certainly would like to get it done sooner rather than later. Not necessarily for those reasons, but when you have the best player in the National Football League, it's not going to be inexpensive. You know what I mean? So, obviously Aaron is a high priority. He's a great player. I think that should take care of itself at some point. So. Right. We would like it to. We would like it to. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all of our guys going into that second year, we always look for a big second-year jump. That's kind of been a staple of Mike's program, and those guys do such a good job of developing in the off-season and through all the off-season programs and stuff. So, Montrevious kind of got, sidetracked there with the injury and stuff. We expect big things from him. So. Mm. Sure. You know, it's been excellent so far. Now, it's unlike some situations. I mean, I've worked with all these guys for a number of years, so there's personal relationships with those guys. So it's been excellent so far, and I'm sure it'll continue to grow. And the communication's been awesome. So it's been good. We were in the off season, so it's not like there's a lot of bullets being fired at us, but it's been great so far.
Is Ted down
here? He's not right. Not at the moment. No.
Coming.
Not sure about that right now. So, yeah.
How big a deal is this whole thing? I know Ted's talked about in the past that you come here and your board is sort of set and you switch it all around and it kind of goes back to what it had been.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a big deal? Is it kind of overblown? How do you feel about it?
No, this is an important part of the entire equation. Obviously, there's a medical component that's a big part of it. And then, this is the first time, for us that we've gotten to put our hands and talk to a lot of these prospects. The first time we've been able to do that. So trying to find out their wiring, will they fit into our locker room? And there's a ton of those things that we're going through right now. So it's an exceptionally important week. The tape doesn't change. That stays the same. But this part of it is important. The way we've always looked at it is like if it's something different than we saw on tape, then we need to go back to the tape. You know what I mean? If it matches up with what we saw on tape, then you know, we must have seen it the right way. So,
how much stock do you put in, whether it's the 15-minute interview or just chit chat with someone for a couple minutes, whether you're a senior role?
Yeah.
How much stock do you
put in? A lot. I think it's an important, to see kind of their, how they present themselves, their professionalism. We try to tell them all the time that, even when they're just warming up or they're walking through the hallways, we got eyes on them and we want to see how they act and how they treat people. So it's important, as well as all the people that back at their university that we've talked to through the course of this thing and how they presented themselves through that time. They're young, they're young men and there's certainly a development, but we'd like to see that development kind of be on a steady trend. Yeah, we feel we've got a pretty good room. It's a pretty good running back class this year for the draft. It's a good class. There's some really high-end guys. But we really like, we drafted three of them last year, and we like what all three of those guys did, and we look for them to take that second-year jump as well. Yeah, no, we'll definitely have open conversations with those guys during this week because we value them. The two you mentioned, Devontae and Corey, were big signings. Those guys are significant pieces of our team, and we were glad to get those done before we got to this point. So that was important. But there will be conversations with those other players. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about discussions between us and other teams and stuff like that. He's a, he's a very good player. But yeah, I wouldn't care to comment on that if that's right.
Two more, please.
We're excited. There's a lot of energy in the building. I think a new voice sometimes can bring that, we're excited. We also were excited to kind of see what we can do from a personnel standpoint to help that whole cause, but we're excited about what some of the things that they've talked about and some of the wrinkles that they're going to try to do. So I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I don't think it doesn't change what or the course of what we were going to try to do. So that was a legal thing that we were kind of hoping turned out a different way. But at the same time, it won't affect how we're going to go about our business moving forward.
Thank you.
So thank you, guys. Appreciate it.